If you remember your mother talking about, or if you remember whether she got paid or how much she got paid. Never talked about it
but
at all. Yeah. And did she like that kind of work? Did she ever talk about
it? She enjoyed it.
She enjoyed it very much, yeah. That's good. Another question I should have written down. And my own grandfather actually played the violin during the silent period too. But then he was out of a job when it went to sound. Do you remember how she felt when sound films were in?
I don't remember how it ended. I guess it just stopped when the sound picture. That was it.
Did she get other work afterwards? Or? Do you remember how she dressed when she played the piano?
Well, she always called herself a dresser.
Fancy lady.
Fancy lady. Mm-hmm. I'm asking actually because when I was in Tallahassee recently, I saw a photograph of a woman playing in a Miami house, and she had, it was like she was dressed for a garden party. She had a beautiful dress and hat on, and I was curious if you remembered how you... When does Barbara come back?
I think she's going to be gone in a week.
Do you have photographs of your mother playing the piano?
At that time, the music was as important, if not more, than what was on the screen.
We didn't have television at that time.
No, I meant the movie screen where your mother played.
What did you say?
I said at that time, very often the music was more important. Whoever was playing was more important than what was on the screen. Mm-hmm. And the question about how one dressed as the performer for the films, it's related to sort of positioning the audience and the pianist.
Mm-hmm.
They came to hear her as well as to see.
That's right.
To see the movie.
You said that she played along with the films. Do you remember her playing before the film started as a special number, or did anyone ever? Did she play anything where people could sing along?
I don't know. In the singing, she might have played for the introduction prior to the film. I mean, the picture coming on.
Mm-hmm. I imagine she played songs of the Papa at that time. Can you
That's
remember
right.
the title of any of those songs that were played?
Can you sing them for us?
Mm-hmm. See if I can think of some titles at that time. Oh, it would be popular back then. Let the Garden Sweetheart.
Yeah, the sing-alongs.
In some theaters, I don't know if they had it in this theater, but in some theaters they had slides with the words of the song.
With the dots, no, they didn't come to guys and then. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you know whether your mother's name was advertised?
No, it wasn't. I don't know if they ever presented her as in the play. I just think when the movie started, she just started.
She wasn't introduced?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
I don't remember the introduction.
What's your mother's name?
Juanita Davis Beadle.
Juanita Davis Beadle. That's pretty.
Was there another black theater in nearby that people could choose between whether going to the Alamo or to...
Well, she had it after.
That was
after
the war.
After the war. Did the white theaters downtown advertise the fact that they had colored sections?
Whoever beyond
the white theaters, did they advertise that they had special seating for blacks?
No, we just heard. You just haven't heard. We're sure we don't get in when you win. And it was a known thing.
Mm-hmm.
How did you know what was playing at the Alamo? Were it advertised in the paper, or did you pass by and see posters?
I guess we saw posters. I don't remember.
Was that the thing standing out there? Then there's a board.
Billboard,
yeah.
In front of the thing. That's probably where we knew just being the most kids in the case.
Jackson didn't have a colored newspaper in those days?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mississippi Enterprise. But I
had the Jackson.
Before they ever came, there was Mississippi Enterprise.
That's
the word.
Did they ever pass out handbills, like the leaflets announcing the shows? Mm-hmm. When you said, we weren't sure whether we could get in, and we didn't go down. What did you mean about the going
well,
to the white theater?
Well, you might go down there and say, it's not for color.
Mm-hmm.
Not for niggers.
Was that a sort of a common experience, or?
I mean, different things. Not only that, there's different other things.
Mm. And at some point when the theater was had offered special seating for blacks, was it in association with something happening at the theater for blacks? Like, did black entertainers ever appear at the white theaters?
On the stage.
Mm-hmm.
No, it'd just be a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you would go up, it was just a matter of separating whites from black.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you could get upstairs above them, besides coming in the front door, was to come up the edge of the fire escape.
Side.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about going to...
You felt kind of embarrassed. You hate for anybody to know you went.
Tell your parents you went?
They know we went.
Yeah.
But it was maybe a show that was real famous you wanted to see. And you just went on to see it.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost slipped to it.
What did they charge for you to get in? Do you remember?
I don't remember. Not too much. Then.
Do you remember if they charged you the same thing they charged whites?
Sure they did, but might have been more, so you wouldn't come.
So sometimes you would go down and they wouldn't let you in at all?
Well, I'm thinking about other places. You might go to a restaurant or something, bathroom, so they don't say it's or something. So I don't know whether they would turn you around if you got to the theater or not. I have pictures of her too, but I don't have them on the wall. I went down to Barbara's event. She has had them enlarged. She has about six big pictures of them. That's her thing.
That your father took?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Barbara
followed in her father's foot.
Yeah.
He didn't take the first picture. Barbara said they didn't have any boys. They had three girls.
Mm-hmm.
Fashion.
Yes,
she
went with Dad.
So the other two,
Jonathan was a Bible, so she had. That Bible can be found.
Uh-huh. Well, the Bible seemed to have kept on.
Yeah. So did Barbara actually do it commercially like your father?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. His own store and everything?
Yes.
How nice. Does she still do it?
No, she did.
We
were teaching. And it kind of interfered with teaching and different schools and families. Every little time, but special occasions, she would go out and make them.
Mm.